The Egyptian government appears to have lifted a travel ban on 7 U.S. citizens facing charges in connection with their work for democracy building and civil society groups. They're among more than 40 people, Egyptians as well as foreigners, who worked for NGOs like the National Democratic Institute, the International Republican Institute, and Freedom House. These groups were accused of working illegally in Egypt. The case has severely strained U.S.-Egyptian relations, with Washington threatening to cut off $1.5 billion in annual aid to Cairo. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in the Egyptian capital, and she joins us on the line now. Soraya, start by describing to us the details of this decision. How did you learn about the lifting of this travel ban?
Well, like everything else with this case, it was very confusing and from multiple sources. Initially, we heard via Twitter, basically, from one of the lawyers that he was working with some of these NGO workers, that the travel ban had, in fact, been lifted and that bail had been set for each of the foreign defendants in the amount of 2 million Egyptian pounds, which is the equivalent of $333,000, more or less. And then we got some confirmation from a second lawyer. But the NGO workers, who've been very quiet about this, they did not receive official confirmation. And so they're basically waiting for that confirmation. They need to receive official word. I mean, all along, it's been a problem for them that they haven't received the charges. They haven't had any summons served on them. And it's very confusing. There are a lot of mixed messages that are being given here.
And remind us, what are the charges? What is the case against these NGO workers, and how has it played out in Cairo?
Well, there are a number of charges involving these NGOs operating here illegally without a permit, also the employees being here on tourist visas regular rather than regular visas, of employees not paying taxes. These are things that are all being denied by the NGOs. While the permit, in fact, hadn't been issued, it's because the government here doesn't issue permits to any groups that do not toe the government line. But they had been working closely with the security forces here. I mean, they actually had one of the NGOs described how they had a security officer assigned to them that they had to meet with regularly and report on their general activities, not actually giving names, but just talking about what they were doing. So the government was very well aware that they were here. And so it's been something that's been characterized here as being, you know, American interference, U.S. aid money going to foment unrest. But it's also very widely seen within the NGO circles and certainly in the West as being politically motivated.
Lastly, Soraya, what is the state of the case now?
Well, their first session was held on Sunday, and it's been postponed now, or adjourned, I should say, until April 26th. The three-judge panel that was hearing the case on the first day has recused itself because they felt uncomfortable with the case. They described it to defense lawyers as being hollow and politically motivated. And so a new panel of judges will be appointed, and the trial is expected to continue on April 26th. And as one of the lawyers noted who was talking about the travel ban being lifted, these defendants will be found guilty in absentia if they don't return for the trial.
That's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson speaking to us from Cairo. Thanks so much, Soraya.
You're welcome.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.